Do you know the answer to this question?
The world-famous Mayo Clinic is located in what Minnesota city?
One of America's most famous aviation pioneers grew up to manhood in Minnesota. What's his name?
Now, if you know the answer to those questions,
you may win big money on the Clear Channel, Honest to Goodness. Well, good evening, neighbor, wherever you are. I'm Handy Randy Merriman, along with Chuckles Chapman. Ta-ta is sitting over there.
Ta-ta-ta.
And Abner, the slippery one, is in there at the dials, controls, and at the panel, I guess, tonight. You know, the reason I'm slipping is because we got it again, snow. Wouldn't you know?
I think it's altogether appropriate that on our Clear Channel show night, it should be snowing in Minnesota. Sir.
Well, I guess you're right, because now it's going to give us a chance to visit with folks and all over these United States and some areas in Canada. And so they can tell us how it is with them, and we'll tell them our troubles, huh?
Yeah, here we are on the threshold of the holiday month, on the threshold of December, and I think it's kind of a pretty snow.
It's a beautiful snow if you like snow, and it looks like it's going to have the beginning of a good one. You know, I was reading the other day where the FCC is on that payola thing again, huh?
I didn't notice that, and don't pay attention to those.
Yeah, matter of fact, I could have heard it on your news. I'm not sure, so it's not surprising you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
But the only reason I bring it up is this program continues with payola.
Right, every
it's
night.
The program that wants to pay and pay and pay you. Now, because this is, as you've heard from the boys and the girls on CCO today, and as we've told you throughout the past weeks, our special Clear Channel show, let me just mention right away while Dick is placing the first call that we are not using any network of stations tonight. Some folks have been confused in the past about this. You see folks all over the country in Canada and Mexico hear WCCO radio every night because our 50,000-watt 830 signal is on a clear channel with no other stations at that spot on the dial nights. So, our 50,000-watt transmitter at Coon Rapids, near Anoka, is doing all the work tonight. Well, not all of it. I mean, we're here, too, huh?
Right.
There is no network of stations. So that's the way this works, and we're very happy.
I heard that Howard Viken say...
Here goes the first call.
Heard that Howard Viken say today, here we go tonight with an honest-to-goodness coast-to-coast hookup. He said. There we go. It's the same old radio station.
Sure it is.
No hookup, just 50,000 watts of clear-channel power. That phone you hear ringing is ringing in Upper New York State.
Hello.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yes.
I'd like to speak with Harold Mann, please.
Speaking.
Harold Mann in Clyde, New York?
Yes.
Well, by golly, we're glad to find you at home this evening, Harold. How are you?
Boy, he's
good,
coming
how
in
are
nice
you?
And clear there, too,
you,
huh?
How's the two nuts?
Randy, I don't know whether we should stand for that or not.
Huh?
Yeah, Harold, you got to make it three. Remember Abner.
Got a what?
I say make that three nuts. Remember, we got Abner here to help us.
Oh, you got three nuts.
Yeah. Mr. Mann, tell me something. Where is Clyde, New York? Where are you located, sir?
We are just halfway between Rochester and Syracuse on Route 31, Main Route 31.
Oh, indeed. Well, now tell me this, Mr. Mann. Let's talk about our different climates. How has your weather been in New York State so far?
We got our first snow today, and she was a doozy, about 3 inches.
Well, that
sounds good. But I believe it's let up now.
Uh-huh. Well, they usually say that your weather comes from us, you know, from the Midwest and then eventually from the West.
Well, I have a friend in Minneapolis.
Oh,
and,
yes?
He's the stinker that sends all the bad weather down here.
Well, let me tell you something. Your stinker and the rest of us are having a new snow right now this evening.
Are you?
Yeah. So, it looks, Harold, like it's going to look a lot like Christmas before Christmas.
I believe it is.
You say you have a friend in Minneapolis. What's his name, Harold?
His name is John Neary.
And where, you have any idea about where he lives? South Minneapolis, North Minneapolis, or where?
He's on DuPont Avenue, South.
Oh, surely. Are you a native of New York State, or where are you from originally?
Yes, I was born about 26 miles east of where I live now.
Well, then you have grown up right in that area.
Well, we have a very beautiful country here, but I'm ashamed to say we have a little snow once in a while.
Oh, well, you know, that's what makes... we call it the theater of the seasons, don't we, Dick?
Yeah.
That's right, and we sometimes have a double feature.
Yes, we do. Say, I'd like to ask you, Harold, what the heck? Oh, yes, I know. I want to ask you, how do you hear us? Do you hear us on transistor radio, or what type, how are you hearing us?
Well, we have a just an ordinary General Electric radio in our bedroom that we very often hear you on.
Oh, yes, fine.
After we go to bed.
Yes.
And then I have a new Hallicrafter four-way set that brings in about like Syracuse.
Well, boy, you sound to me like you're a radio expert then when you mentioned those names.
I have a lot of fun with this Hallicrafter I have.
I bet you do, sir. I bet you.
We bring in Lisbon, Portugal, and England.
Uh-huh.
About like we do Rochester and Syracuse.
Well, I'm with all that listening and selective dialing you do, Dick. It makes us happy to know you hear us here, WCCO, and that you listen to Honest to Goodness.
Yes, sir. How'd you find out, Deek? Slip of the tongue there.
Yeah. Well, you mean we're talking about Deeks, the fraternities? You mean the other man?
Deacon Man.
Oh, no. He said Dick. He was talking to me.
Oh, Deacon Man.
Is that your nickname?
Yeah, Deke. That's my rotary nickname, and that's what your friend in Minneapolis knows me.
Well, I'll be doggone. Well, yeah, you're a Rotarian, huh?
Yeah.
Well, our boss, you know, Larry Haig, the general manager of WCCO, he has somebody sign in for him. I mean, he usually goes every Friday.
Yeah. I get that.
Yes.
Well, I got a 27-year perfect attendance.
You have?
Oh, 27 years, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see anybody that can beat that. That is real good.
We got them around here that can.
Well, now, Harold, since we've had a chance to talk to you, we feel it only fair now that we give you a chance to share our profits.
Yeah.
And so we're going to give you... You see, we have special questions this evening.
Uh-huh.
And naturally, what we're doing is asking questions about our specific area here because we thought it'd be kind of fun to introduce folks away from our area with things about our area.
Yeah.
Now, Dick, which question would you like to perpetrate to Harold?
Well, how about number one there?
Before you answer the question, Harold, you know it pays $8.30 in WCCO money.
$8.30?
Yes, sir. You know why
I thought maybe that was in script.
No.
You watch it there.
Do you know why we arrive at the amount of $8.30 on each of these questions?
No, 8:30 your time?
No, it's 8:30 your radio dial. See, that's our clear channel frequency.
8:30.
Yes, 830. So
that's
we use that as our monetary mark.
Uh-huh.
All right, Harold, now Dick Chapman is going to find something in the little Jim Dandy question book for you.
I bet that'll be a dandy.
Here
all
it is.
All right, here's the question for $8.30. The mighty Mississippi flows from Lake Itasca to Lake Pontchartrain. Which two states contain those two lakes?
From Lake Itasca to Lake Pontchartrain. Now, you name the states that have both Lake Itasca and Lake Pontchartrain.
Minneapolis and Mississippi.
Well, you're referring to Minnesota now. Minneapolis.
Minnesota, I mean.
Minnesota, all right. That would be the lake then that would, or the state that would have Lake Itasca.
Right.
Now, the river flows to Lake Pontchartrain. What state would that be?
Mississippi.
Well, Harold...
I tell you, it's close to the state I should have named.
Yeah, somebody steered it a little there, yeah. It would be... I'm awfully sorry it would be Louisiana.
Yeah, well, I meant to say that, but...
Sure you did.
I tell you why, they got a dike that broke there, and if you'll investigate a little there, you'll see that they steered that over into Mississippi during the night.
What do you think, Dick?
As a matter of fact... It's so close to Biloxi there. You're
you
probably right.
It's a fact.
Well, Lake Pontchartrain, I don't know whether any of the shoreline...
I tell you, I don't know about that dike that broke you just told me, Harold, but they got a place in Wisconsin. It's not the Rotary Club. It's called the Ananias Liars Club.
Yeah, I read about them.
But anyway, your story on the dike, I guess...
That's the best recovery I ever had.
That's right. All right, let's send them the $8.
All right.
What the heck?
It's only the boss's money.
It's out of our boss's Rotary lunch money, all right?
Yeah, take it out of his lunch money.
Okay, well, Harold Mann on West, is it Genesee Street?
Yeah.
West Genesee Street in Clyde, New York. Honest to goodness, it's nice to talk to you.
My home is at 128 and my funeral home is at 8284. I got a plug in there.
You certainly did, and you can keep it, too.
And I hope probably that'll have an awful rush of business tonight.
Well, I don't mean to make light of these things, but I'm sure it isn't going to be from our area anyway, Harold. Now, here's Dick, then, to verify the address. Honest to goodness, it was nice to talk to you.
Well, believe me, it's wonderful to hear from you boys.
Thank you, sir, very much. Good night. And so that was Harold Mann in Clyde, New York. Now, in just a minute, we'll make another call. As you well understand, the $8.30 is but a figure of fun, and we would like nothing better than to see everybody win tonight. And speaking of winners, you want to know how Bridgman Fountaineers make a strawberry marble sundae? Okay, prepare to dream now and drool. Into a soda glass, put a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Then a ladle of strawberry topping. Then over it, make a ring of whipped cream. But there's more. Take another and even bigger scoop of ice cream, put it on top of the other, and once more, add strawberry topping and whipped cream. Top it all with a cherry, and there you have a strawberry marbled sundae. A work of art. Oh, yes, you eat it with a long-handled soda spoon for obvious reasons, unless you want to put your hand down in that glass up to the elbow. Now, in case you missed any of the directions, here's what you do. Go to any fountain where Bridgman ice cream is served and just say, I'd like to see you make a strawberry marble sundae. And best of all, by paying only 49 cents, you not only get to see it made, but you also get to eat it. Now, what could be a fairer or a better deal than that, I ask you? Dick is placing our next call. You know, listeners within our five-state CCO land area tonight can keep in mind that when you drive way out of town, you know, you go on vacation across our country, you'd be going maybe south now with the winter weather coming on, you just punch that car radio button and you take clear channel WCCO radio right with you. 830, right where you have it now. We'll be with you.
That gentleman we just talked to lived in Clyde, New York. He said it was between Rochester and Syracuse, didn't he?
Yeah, I bet it takes a lot of kidding about that, too.
Clyde, New York.
How's the Clyde there, huh?
How's your Clyde,
Hello?
New York? Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio. Like speak with Alan Stahl, please.
Yes, one moment, please.
Now, this call is going to Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada.
And I thought it was here. Probably been warmer, we'll see. Maybe warmer there.
Hello?
Hello, Alan?
Yes?
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of Minnesota.
Oh, hi!
How are you?
Not
Pretty
Ohio.
Good, thanks.
I beg pardon?
Pretty good, thanks.
Well, good. Meet Randy Merriman.
Hello, Alan.
Hi.
You sound pretty excited. Nice to talk to you.
I am.
How old are you, Alan?
13.
And you go to school where?
Alexander School.
In Moose Jaw, huh?
Yes.
Well, my, and that was your mother that answered the telephone.
Yes.
Now, Alan, Dick Chapman and Randy Merriman and Abner and all of us at WCCO Radio are glad to have a chance to call you, but tell me how you hear us. Do you hear us on your transistor?
No, you see, I'm not a professional shortwave listener, but shortwave listening's my hobby.
That is your hobby, huh?
Yes, and I have a Westinghouse AC radio, and I connected it up and grounded it and that, and but my hobby's listening to various stations and sending in reports for verification.
Well, now, isn't that great? And you never have much trouble getting us in, I guess, because we certainly got your report here.
No, you had one of the strongest signals I've received.
Oh, we're going to give this kid the money without the question.
But you don't get us on shortwave, do you?
No.
No, I get you on regular broadcasting.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's right, you would, of course. Well, Alan, let's see, how long have you been listening to WCCO and Honest to Goodness? Over the, just recently, or has it been over some months now?
Well, I've been interested in your stations for 6 months.
Isn't that nice? We were just kind of speculating, Dick and I, on your weather. It's been pretty cold here today. What was the temperature today, Dick?
Well, we had 17 below this morning, Alan. How are things in Moose Jaw?
How cold is it at Moose Jaw?
Well, we're a little bit below zero and so on, around there.
Is that the coldest it's gotten?
The coldest is about, I think it was 15 below.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. This year already, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. Alan, what is your football team there in Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
The Rough Riders. Yes, right. The Rough Riders, uh-huh. Surely. You were imagine you were rooting for British Columbia in the Grey Cup game, huh?
Yeah, I was with them 100%.
Well, good for you, pal. We were rooting for them, Dick and I, weren't we, Dick?
Yeah, a couple
good.
Of the guys on
you
the
got
club.
The old spirit.
Yeah.
A couple of the guys on the British Columbia club came from our town. Tom Brown, the guard, and Bill Muncy, the halfback.
Yeah, and the coach, you know, Dave Skrine, is a former player from the University of Minnesota, so we're glad for you, too, that they won. Well, now, Alan, I suppose, see, what time is it where you are right now in Moosterville?
9:15.
Well, we're in the same time zone then.
Oh,
and,
good.
well, it's nothing big, really, but I just thought, you know, if it was kind of late, you'd have to be getting along or listening to other people. Right now, though, we're going to give you a chance to win $8.30 with one of our little honest-to-goodness questions. So, if you're all set, let's see what we can find for you here.
Number 5 looks pretty good.
Make it easy.
All right, yeah, number 5. Now, here we go. Can you name one of the 2 Canadian provinces touching Minnesota's northern border? Now, there are 2 of them, Alan. Be careful and name one of them.
Manitoba.
That's very good. Do you know the other one?
Saskatchewan.
No, Ontario. That's it, Ontario, of course, yes. Ontario and Manitoba. Well,
yes.
You did all that was required, and so now a check from WCCO Radio, now you'll get a real acknowledgement from us. You'll get
$8.30. Hey, that's good.
That's crazy. Well, now here's Dick Chapman, Alan Stahl, to talk to you, and honest to goodness, thank you. We're very happy you listen to WCCO.
Thank you.
You bet. Alan Stahl on Ross Street West in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. In a minute, we'll hop somewhere else. Isn't this interesting? But right now, coast to coast or border to border, you'll chew some before you'll beat anything like this.
Fresh and tastier, crisp and crunchier, Old Dutch corn chips. They're the newest chips to come your way.
Get a twin pack of corn chips today.
Fresh and tastier, crisp and crunchier, Old Dutch corn chips. Old Dutch.
Old Dutch corn chips are made from the golden goodness of pure, fresh corn. I think they get it in Iowa. I don't know. But anyway, it's good corn, and they're quick cooked so that each chip is extra crisp and crunchy. Try all 3 sizes of Old Dutch corn chips. Regular, great with beverages. Dip size, wonderful with holiday dips. Or round, the perfect size for your fanciest party fixings. Buy them all and have a ball with Old Dutch corn chips. And now you can save 25 cents on the perennial holiday favorite, Old Dutch potato chips. Look for the specially marked Old Dutch potato chip packages that say, "You dip in, we'll chip in." They'll tell you how to save 25 cents on your next package of Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch potato chips.
Phone's ringing right now. To the east of us. I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO
Hello?
Radio in the Twin Cities. Mrs. Glenna Ashier, please?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello, hello? Mrs. Ashier, please?
Hello?
I don't think the lady can hear us. Hello, do you hear me all right, Mrs. Ashier? No, the lady...
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Oh, see, we've got a bad connection here. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Get a better connection.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. That's unfortunate.
No,
this is bound to happen, though. Yes, it is. Well, we'll go on to the next call and maybe be able to make that one again.
That was in Pennsylvania. We'll try another one.
West Springfield, Pennsylvania. So we'll go on to the next one because of our assortment of calls and lack of time to replace a call this evening, we'll... just hit to another part. That's too bad. The lady was unable to hear us. That was West Springfield, Pennsylvania. You hear her great on WCCO radio, but you call her on the telephone and lay out all that dough and what happens? Can't hear us. You know, it's the season for caroling, but here we go clear channeling tonight. We're calling regular WCCO radio listeners who live all over our big continent, in case you tuned in since the start of this program. I only wish that our time allowed to call everyone sent us a postcard. Take all the time we have, but let me acknowledge some of our people who wrote. Line busy? Oh, dear.
Line busy. That's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Too bad we had what we already used that Louisiana
yes,
question.
Yes, trying to reach Chris Shaning. Is that right?
Chris Shaning, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Chris Shaning, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Well, the telephone is busy there, but maybe Chris is... monitoring us, and in that case, you will know at least we tried, but your line was busy. So we go on to the next one. Let's see, some of the folks that did write, and unfortunately we can't call all, thank you to John and Artis Hayes in Bethesda, Maryland, Mrs. Minnie Olshansky of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon, you say?
That's what I say. And Bess Maxwell in Centralia, Illinois.
Centralia?
good old Sammy Green of Manassas, Virginia, who always writes and listens. Sammy wrote us. Mrs. Oral Marshall in Indianapolis. Harriet Olson in Munising, Michigan. Mrs. E.J. Duffy in Kalamazoo. Mrs. William Vornholt in Shadron, Nebraska.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio. Like to speak with Rita, Bob, Joe, or Tim Haynes in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, here's my mom.
Okay. Wonder which one the mom is.
Bob.
Bob. Hello, Bob. You smart.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Haynes?
Yes?
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Twin Cities of Minnesota.
Yes?
Which Haynes are you, Rita?
Yes?
Well, by golly, it's come your time to make some money on Honest to Goodness. Meet Randy Merriman.
Hello, Rita.
Yes?
Who was that that answered your telephone?
Oh, my son.
That was Bob, was it?
Joey.
Oh, Joey, because we have all the names, your whole family, Rita and Bob and Joe, and then you have a Tim, too. Huh?
Yes.
And then also I thought I heard someone crying. Is someone unhappy there? Were they going to bed?
Well, that was the little one. He wanted to answer the phone.
Well, Mrs. Haynes, it's very nice of you to send a card and giving us the opportunity to call you. In Eugene, Oregon, it must be about 20 minutes after 7 right now, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Mrs. Haynes, how do you hear WCCO? Do you hear us pretty well there?
Oh, no, we don't get it on our radio here too good. I always used to at home.
Well, I want to ask you this. How did you know about our Clear Channel broadcast tonight when we asked people to write?
Oh, my sister had wrote me.
In other words, then, it was your sister locally here in the Twin Cities. Was that in?
From Star Prairie, Wisconsin.
From where is that?
Star Prairie, Wisconsin.
Oh, I see. Your sister in Star Prairie then told you to send your name in so we could call you tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that was sneaky, wasn't it, Dick?
It's very sneaky.
Well, then you say you used to live here at one time.
Oh, yes. We've only been out here a few months.
And where did you move from to Eugene, Oregon?
Somerset, Wisconsin.
Ah, I see. Well,
Somerset. Well, it's right over the river.
Practically, yes. Well, then you're old friends of the Twin Cities.
Oh, we used to listen to your station all the time.
Well, crazy. Then you know about Honest to Goodness, huh?
Yes.
All right, let's see what we can do for you. The money is still the same, Mrs. Haynes. Still exactly the same. Now let's see if we can find out how we're going to fool her.
Let me see now.
What do you got there? Number 6?
All right, let's try number 6.
Or do you like number 3? Mrs. Haynes, we're determining your future right now is what we're doing with the question.
Let's try number 3.
All right, go ahead. You try number 3 on Mrs. Haynes, here's the question that'll pay you $8.30.
Ready? Must be. Here's the question. The greatest iron ore range in the world is in Minnesota. What's its name?
Oh, that's up in,
It's up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I got it right in my tongue.
You got a mouthful.
The greatest iron ore range in the world.
The iron ore range.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Now, what's the name of it?
Think hard.
Permitir?
No, that's the town.
No, that's the city.
Oh, the range.
Yes, the name of the range. That's it. Think hard now.
The something range.
The what?
I said the blank. I want you to fill in the blank. The something range.
The iron range, you had said.
Yes. What's the name of it?
Mrs. Haynes, why don't you yell and ask Bob? Maybe he'd know, huh?
Wait a second.
Here, I thought we were asking once you were going to knock over real fast.
But you know the funny
thing? She'll write her sister and she'll say, I'll kill you if you ever ask me to send my name in like that again.
The funny thing is...
With iron ore is all...
Oh, gosh, no. I'm awfully sorry. No, we'd have to have pretty close to the name, wouldn't we, Dick?
Huh? Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. It's the Mesabi Range. Mesabi Range is what it is. We did so much want you to win it. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. All is not a total loss. We're going to send you our check for $2 as a consolation award for having tried, and I'm sorry that you missed. Mrs. Haynes, honest to goodness, it's nice to talk to you, but turn that radio dial to 830 on your radio. Turn it on your car radio, run the antenna up, and I promise you, you'll still hear what's happening in the Twin Cities right on WCCO, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, here's Dick. Hang on. He'll get your address in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay.
We just signed up one of Eugene, Oregon's leading citizens. Bob Berry, you know, is one of the draft choices. Not draft choices, but he was obtained for the Vikings through Philadelphia in a previous deal. And so Bob Berry of the University of Oregon will next season be in a Viking uniform. Well, it's true that some people are already doing their Christmas shopping, and they tell me it's not a bad idea. Looking at crowds, I'd say they're right. And to avoid those crowds, you know what I'm doing? I'm going over to the Gift House Stamp Redemption Center and taking another look at the exciting merchandise they have on display. Lightweight luggage for modern travel, radios, TV sets, all kinds of sporting goods, home appliances, most anything for home or personal use. And you'll be amazed when you see what those filled books of Gift House stamps will bring you, all as an extra bonus for shopping at the merchants who display the Gift House stamp sign. So why not get out that Gift House stamp catalog and pick out the gifts you want? Then check your filled Gift House stamp books, and if you need more stamps, shop at the merchants who give Gift House stamps, like National Food or Dell Farm Stores. Start your Christmas shopping now and save Gift House stamps. Well, all right, this is fun.
Here's another call about to be placed.
Some of the other people that we heard from, Miss Louise Rowald of Carrollton, Missouri, May Lacey of Hammond, Oklahoma, Mrs. Dave Feld of Laramie, Wyoming, Fred and Faye Dean of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities.
Ah, mine's sick.
I beg pardon?
I guess you didn't understand what I said.
No, I sure didn't.
It sounded like a foreign language to me.
Yeah, you can ask Jürgen Nash.
Oh, yeah.
He will know.
What? Say it again now.
Ach, mein Schreck.
Ach, mein
Schreck. That means, oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, that's fine. Then.
Well, is this Eric Wilmers?
Yeah.
In St. Louis, Missouri.
That's correct.
Well, Eric, how are you today?
Isn't that nice? Eric, it's nice to talk to you, and your friend Jürgen will be along in a few minutes.
Yeah.
And we'll Ach, mein Schreck, him one for you, huh?
Yeah, give him my regards. Yeah. I wrote him one for a record, and he gave me the information what the record was.
Oh, yes, and what was the record?
Oh, it was something Vienna music.
Oh, I see. I thought it was ten seconds under
heartbeat.
The twin clock. I beg pardon?
I think it was Heartbeat.
Oh, Heartbeat, yes.
Uh-huh. Heartbeat, that was a nice piece.
Well, Eric, it's certainly nice to talk to you. How long have you always lived in St. Louis?
Well, St. Louis is my hometown.
Yes.
But I heard you originally at Omaha.
My heavens sake.
Yeah. I worked for the Missouri Pacific, was up there, and I was pensioned 2 years ago and moved back to my hometown.
Well, for goodness sakes. I'll bet there was lots of excitement there in St. Louis when the Cardinals won the World Series.
You said it, that Harry Carey, and the way he acted, yeah. We thought he gets a heart attack the way he was going.
Hey, how is old Harry Carey? I used to live down. I used to go with a girl in Maplewood.
Hold it. Let's get this. What's Harry Carey now?
So Harry Carey is the play-by-play announcer for the St. Louis
Cardinals. Yeah, at the KMOX.
That's right, yes.
You're talking on an American League station. You know, how did I know?
Well, yeah, but you see, I was back in the old days, they used to have the Brownies there in St. Louis.
Well, yes. They are gone now. They are the Orioles and...
That's right, yes. I didn't mean to get off the track.
Say, Eric, right now, though, while we've got lots of time, I want you to win $8.30 from us, and we're going to ask you a little question, okay?
I'll be anxious to answer that question.
Good for you. Now, let's see.
By the way, my mother is listening on the radio in another room.
Well, good. What's mother's name?
Mother is Minna.
Minna, huh?
Minna Emma Wilmers.
Minna Emma Wilmers.
86.
Oh, that's
Jürgen will have a special for her.
Yeah, obviously, you're an Italian family, right. Aren't you?
Here's our question now for $8.30.
Yeah?
I'd like you to name three of the four states that touch Minnesota's borders. Now, we are bordered by four states. You name three of the four, will you, Eric?
Well, I'll try.
All right, go to it, and good luck now.
Could one be in Missouri?
No, come up a little farther north. That's Dick Chapman, and he's been putting... a little further north, see.
Well, then it's Iowa.
Well, Iowa, that's Iowa. Good. Now, you got one with Iowa.
Iowa and Minnesota?
Yes, we want states that are touching Minnesota. Iowa is one.
Is Minnesota is not touching it.
No, well, see, we want the states that are touching Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, I beg your pardon.
And you're touching me very deeply. Now you.
Iowa, and,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, in the heck now. It isn't Montana?
No, just a little bit this way there is a couple of them, though.
Yeah.
That's far too away.
Yeah. Oh, golly, I'm awful sorry. Eric, we're plumb out of time.
Well, that's quite all right.
All right, well, Wisconsin or North or South Dakota.
Oh, I
see.
Yeah, but Eric, we're going to send you our $2 consolation award money. More than that, though, we send our good wishes, and in just a minute you'll be hearing from your old friend Jürgen Nash. What was that you said when you came on?
Mein Schreck.
Yes.
I don't know if he remembered, but his pronunciation of the German language is very good.
Well,
oh, is it?
Yes, indeed. If anybody of Oswald's going to hobble something, it'll be Jürgen, you can bet.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to let you talk to Dick Chapman to get your mailing address in St. Louis, Missouri. Honest to goodness, Eric Wilmers, it was nice to talk
and
to you.
It was a pleasure to hear from you, believe me.
Thank you, sir. And with that, it's all too short a half hour. We must conclude this Clear Channel broadcast of Honest to Goodness. Back again tomorrow night with regular calls. But now... Ach, mas von bluten, tuten, schuten, fluten comes Jürgen Nash from Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830 WCCO.